Good day, I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Midday News for Thursday, September 1. Coming up, Caribbean Examinations Council accepts school-based assessments of Penwood students. Junior Stock Exchange benefits to return soon. And Jamaica House Fellowship selection process begins. The details after the break.
Calling all government pensioners in Portland and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On Friday, September 23, the AGD will be at the Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF and stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum. Friday, September 23, Errol Flynn Marina, Port Antonio, Portland at 10 a.m.
Now the news. The Caribbean Examinations Council, CXC, has decided to accept the Outstanding School-Based Assessment, SBA, samples of students from Penwood High School in St. Andrew. This was disclosed by Minister of Education, Senator Ruel Reid, while addressing a back-to-school press conference at the ministry's offices in Kingston Wednesday. Approximately 40 students from the school were marked ungraded for six subjects in this year's Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC exams, following the failure of the school administrators to submit their SBAs by the July 31 deadline. The ministry lobbied the CXC to change the decision, and Senator Reid says the move to accept the outstanding SBAs is part of the appeal process.
We expect the review to be completed by next week, and the final decision, which we expect to be positive, will occur shortly thereafter. So we are simply expecting that based on our advocacy, the support of all the stakeholders, we will see CXC reviewing, accepting the appeal in a very favorable light, and the students will get their grades in short order.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the benefits for companies listed on the Junior Stock Exchange are to be reinstituted in short order. He says the necessary legislative action has been taken to ensure that this is carried out.
That all of the necessary instruments, including sending the bill to the Chief Parliamentary Council and the Legislation Committee for the appropriate action, we want to assure you that the benefits of the Junior Stock Exchange will be restored retroactive to April 1, so that the same benefits will continue.
The finance minister was speaking at the launch of Foramic 2016 on Wednesday. The Junior Stock Exchange was introduced in 2009 to encourage the growth of small and medium-sized enterprises. Companies listed on the Junior Exchange previously benefited from full relief from income tax for the first 5 years and 50% for the second 5 years, plus exemption from tax on dividends and stamp duty on the transfer of shares. 12,000 teachers have been trained to deliver lessons from the new National Standards Curriculum in 5 grades starting this academic year. Training started at the beginning of August and will continue into September. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says this training is critical as it will affect grades 1 and 4 at the primary level and 7 to 9 at the secondary level in the near future.
The curriculum that is being rolled out will have implications for the assessments that will come in another 2 to 3 years. And so we had to make sure that we spend as much time as possible preparing the teachers.
Dr. McLean adds that special focus is also being placed on the provision of resources to support the curriculum, as well as ensuring that teachers are putting together unit plans according to requirements. And the Jamaica House Fellowship Program has begun its selection process after receiving a total of 129 applications. Chief Technical Director in the Office of the Prime Minister, Jacqueline Lynch-Stewart, says due to the overwhelming response, the selection process has been extended and will be finalized by mid-October. In a press release on Wednesday, Mrs. Lynch-Stewart said the applicants are generally of a high quality and include several persons who have been outstanding in their respective fields and communities. She says the panel wants to ensure that the most exceptional applicants are chosen and has therefore decided to extend the selection period to carefully assess each application. Of the applicants, 76 are female and 53 male. All applicants are Jamaican citizens, with 14 individuals residing overseas in countries such as the United States, Japan, Canada, Mexico, and Turkey. The Jamaica House Fellowship Program is designed to empower individuals to become strong leaders in their respective fields. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.